A Jewish Journal article. Clintons, Clooney, Oprah among public figures celebrating Marion Wiesel's 90th birthday. Jewish leaders, politicians and celebrities across the aisle virtually gathered on January 27 to celebrate Marion Wiesel's 90th birthday. The virtual gathering, hosted by the Elie Wiesel Foundation for Humanity and Women's International Zionist Organization, WIZO, honored Wiesel and her legacy, which includes establishing the Beit Sephora Centers as part of the Wiesel family's long-standing commitment to civil rights in America and Israel. Former President Bill Clinton, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Oprah Winfrey, George Clooney, former Secretary of State Colin Powell, Mayim Bialik, Ted Koppel, Nathan Sharansky, Joseph Chichanover, and Ronald S. Lauder all shared remarks about Wiesel. Israeli singer-songwriter Aidan Rachel performed. Also coinciding with International Holocaust Remembrance Day, the celebration honored Marion's living legacy, including her visionary work alongside her late husband and Nobel Peace Prize winner Elie Wiesel to establish the Beit Sephora Centers in Israel that educate and empower Ethiopian Israeli children. On this milestone birthday, we thank you for being one of the greatest truth-tellers of our time, former President Bill Clinton said. You've touched so many millions of lives, you've changed the world for the better. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also joined in celebrating Marion and recognizing her work, saying, "It's a pleasure to join you all this evening to celebrate the life and work of Marion Wiesel and to wish you a very happy 90th birthday. Tonight we want to recognize your work, especially your efforts to change the world for the better." Through the Elie Wiesel Foundation for Humanity. The Wiesels founded the Beit Sephora Centers in the mid-1990s in memory of Elie's sister Sephora, who perished in the Holocaust. Both centers support the education of Ethiopian-Israeli children and families and provide opportunities for them to participate fully in Israeli society. Now managed by WIZO, the centers provide a range of educational services and enrichment programs for over 700 children annually. The work that the Elie Wiesel Foundation and WIZO are doing together to support the Ethiopian-Israeli community is nothing more than an extension of the values that we are trying to convey to our children, about taking care of Israel and the world, being proud to be Jewish and Zionist, and having a real hope and belief in where we go from here, Elisha Wiesel, Marion and Elie's son, said. After arriving in the United States as a refugee, in the early 1950s, Marion joined the NAACP, marching for civil rights and speaking out against discrimination in the segregated South. 4 decades later, she became deeply involved in supporting the growing community of Ethiopian refugees in Israel. An ardent Zionist, Wiesel wanted to ensure that the Jewish state served as a model of racial equality and equal opportunity. The centers are a key highlight of Marion Wiesel's more than 6 decades of social and racial justice work. After coming to the United States, Marion focused on moving forward, establishing a life, career, and family. But she never forgot what she'd seen and experienced as a child in Europe, Oprah Winfrey said during her remarks. With Elie Wiesel, she had a partner who shared her passion. Together they became preeminent voices for social justice and peace around the globe. The Marion Wiesel we celebrate today inspires us with her seemingly bottomless heart and her endless energy in giving voice to the voiceless. Her commitment to embracing others and fighting bigotry is grounded in what she witnessed as a young girl in Europe, George Clooney said. When speaking about Marion's impact, neuroscientist, actress and podcaster Mayim Bialik said she's always had a love for social justice and Israel. Her life is proof that the two go hand in hand, Bialik said. Her experiences both as a refugee and as an activist in the United States left an imprint on her to never take tolerance for granted. Wiesel told the virtual group that, as a refugee who spent her childhood fleeing violence and persecution, I learned firsthand the great challenges of finding your footing in a new land. My husband and I founded the Beit Sephora Centers to provide support and educational opportunity for Ethiopian children and families in Israel, she added. I was honored to spend my 90th birthday sharing the stories of these families, and highlighting the remarkable impact that this program continues to make year after year.